Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police are trying to figure out how and why two people made their way into the landing gear section of a JetBlue plane and died there. Their bodies were found last night at the airport in Fort Lauderdale during a routine maintenance check on the plane. The flight had originated at New York's JFK Airport. We're learning more about the planning that went into the deadly New Year's terror attack in New Orleans. ABC's Trevor Ault is on Bourbon Street.
Surveillance video shows the suspect placing a pair of coolers at the scene ahead of the attack, where he appears to be on his cell phone before looking up to wave. Inside those coolers, law enforcement say they found steel pipes surrounded by two dozen rolls of nails and a radio-controlled receiver. Authorities also discovering jars of flammable liquid inside the white Ford F-150 he used to barrel into those Bourbon Street crowds.
The massive snowstorm that stretched from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic left 9 people dead and hundreds of thousands without power. This is ABC News. Later this morning, the remains of President Jimmy Carter will be moved from the Carter Center in Atlanta to Capitol Hill, where he will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. On Thursday, President Biden will deliver the eulogy at a state service at the National Cathedral. We now have the first known death from bird flu in the U.S. Details from ABC's Ariel Reshev.
The patient, who was over 65 with underlying health conditions, had been hospitalized in Louisiana since mid-December, after being exposed to the virus through a flock of birds in a backyard. The CDC analyzed the virus in that Louisiana patient and found concerning new mutations, which could help the virus infect people more easily. But so far, there has been no evidence of human-to-human spread.
And CES, the biggest technology trade show in the country, getting underway in Las Vegas. Generative artificial intelligence is expected to be all over the place. NVIDIA has already introduced new ways to train AI to drive cars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats to your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this morning, some sunshine for the afternoon, and a high in the low 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 5 above. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs in the mid-20s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 9 right now.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Republicans who control the state legislature want to prevent voter ID from being repealed by enshrining it in the Wisconsin Constitution. The state Senate's scheduled to vote this week on final passage of the measure, with the assembly following up next week to place the question on the April ballot statewide. Advocates hope a few more Democrats in the state legislature will lead to making gun reform a more bipartisan issue. Members of the group Moms Demand Action posted themselves outside the state assembly Monday as lawmakers returned to the Capitol for the start of a new session. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says a simple test can help you see if you need to get your home treated for radioactive radon gas. You can get discounted tests through the end of January. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer, right behind smoking. Find out more online at lowradon.org. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. The Pepin County Land Conservation Department will be holding a public hearing on proposed shoreland protection zoning ordinance changes due to changes in state law. The changes to the Shoreland Protection Ordinance are required by the state of Wisconsin and include legislative changes related to bridges, fences, and the access and viewing corridor. The public hearing will be held on January 13th at 8:30 a.m. in the boardroom at the Pepin County Government Center. January is National Radon Action Month, and the Buffalo County Health Department is offering free radon test kits. Put the heat on in homes, it can draw radon gas into your home. Radon is an odorless, colorless gas and is one of the leading causes of lung cancer, so it's important to get your home tested. The Buffalo County Health Department has a limited number of free radon test kits available on a first-come, first-served basis. Just contact the Buffalo County Health Department for more information. All Chippewa County public schools will soon have overdosed aid kits. The public health department says the Clinton Foundation provided the 32 kits. Each kit will have a Narcan and instructions on how to administer it, CPR breathing barriers, and fentanyl test strips. Wisconsin Senator Jesse James says minors exposed to fentanyl aren't always at fault, and the county is just taking proactive measures. A case of mumps has been confirmed in Clark County. The contagious disease causes the glands in and around your mouth that produce saliva to swell and can lead to pain in the mouth and under the ears. People at high risk include babies under 1, anyone with a weak immune system, and people who are pregnant. More information about mumps can be found on the CDC website. The University of Wisconsin is receiving funding to study the long-term health effects of vaping. The university made that announcement Monday, and the National Institute of Health gave UW $5.7 million in grants for over 5 years to support the Vape Check study. Over 600 people over 21 years old will be involved in the study and periodically get their vital signs checked and blood sampled. Researchers will not be looking at the harmful effects of vaping, but rather take a more neutral approach. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys. Let the hometown guys at Adam Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adam Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants to give voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process. The governor says he'll propose that when he releases his two-year state budget. Evers says Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues such as restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others. Those same Republican lawmakers who continue to hold majorities in the state Senate and Assembly, though, would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The governor, who says he's yet to decide whether he'll seek a third term, will deliver his budget message February 18th. According to a release from Evers' office, more than 20 states, including Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio, allow voters to change state law by referendum. Under the process outlined by Evers, voters would be able to file petitions with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold a vote on a proposed state law or constitutional amendment, or to repeal state laws. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but won't compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked with Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before, and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin said she does need to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his positions on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. A California man has apologized for his chats with the Abundant Life school shooter in Madison. 20-year-old Alexander Peffendorf on Friday told a judge in San Diego he was sorry for communicating his plans to carry out an attack on a government building with 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow. Peffendorf was ordered to hand over all of his guns and ammunition and was issued a restraining order. FBI agents haven't revealed what building Peffendorf was planning to attack, only that he was plotting a mass shooting with Rupnow. Madison police and the FBI are searching Rupnow's digital communications and files to finish their investigation into the shooting. That could take until February to complete. A Hutchinson man is awaiting sentencing in federal court after he pleaded guilty last week to selling $21 million worth of stolen catalytic converters. Court officials say John C. Cotton spent 2 years buying and selling the automotive exhaust components, which contain significant amounts of platinum, a precious metal with a value equal to or greater than gold. Prosecutors say Cotton also conspired with a New Jersey-based business linked to a nationwide conspiracy linked to the theft and sales of stolen catalytic converters. The man arrested for a theft of a pair of ruby slippers worn in The Wizard of Oz is expected to plead guilty in federal court this week. A change of plea hearing for Jerry Salterman is scheduled in federal court in Minneapolis this Friday. The 77-year-old is the second man charged in connection with the 2005 theft of the shoes from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids. Terry Martin pled guilty to stealing the slippers in 2023 and was sentenced to time served last year. The government has not disclosed Salterman's role in the theft. The slippers were recovered in 2018 and recently sold at an auction for $28 million. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabu Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
A new Minnesota license plate with a very retro feel has been very popular in its first year. The Minnesota Driver and Vehicle Services Division reports that more than 256,000 blackout license plates were sold between January 1st and December 31st of last year. State officials say the year-end numbers greatly exceeded expected sales of around 160,000 license plates. Six other plates were introduced last year, with the new Minnesota Vikings design proving to be the second most popular. Just under 5,800 of those plates were sold. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikens.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The Minnesota Timberwolves overcame a 19-point deficit during a 108-106 win over the LA Clippers at the Target Center. The Wolves went down big in the second quarter, but Anthony Edwards helped the team storm back, sinking back-to-back threes to give Minnesota a 5-point lead in the final minutes of regulation. Edwards finished with 37. Minnesota snaps a 3-game losing streak. They will visit the Pelicans tonight. The Minnesota Wild go for their fourth win in a row when they host the St. Louis Blues at the Xcel Energy Center tonight. The Wild beat the Hurricanes at 4-0 on the road last Saturday. Tonight's game begins at 7. Minnesota Vikings are spending the week preparing for their NFC wildcard game against the Los Angeles Rams Monday. Minnesota finished with a 14-3 record in the regular season, nabbing the number 5 seed in the conference. Minnesota played the Rams earlier this season, losing 30-20 in Week 8. Monday's game kicks off at 7 o'clock. High school basketball from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. River Falls defeated Prescott 84-69. It was Glenwood City defeating Lake Holcomb 81-53. And in girls basketball from last night, Prescott defeats River Falls 42-38. Colfax over St. Croix Central 41-31. Melrose Mindoro defeats Alma Pepin 58-35. Osseo Fairchild wins over Elmwood Plum City 49-46. Lake City defeats Randolph 58-56. It was Baldwin Woodville defeating Alkmaar 38-35. And Glenwood City over Lake Holcomb, 70-29. High school basketball tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard in the Dairyland Conference. Augusta is at Blair Taylor. Cochran Fountain City hosts Gilmanton Independence. Alma Center Lincoln at Oliva Strum. Melrose Mindoro is hosting Alma Pepin. Dunn St. Croix Conference boys hoops tonight. Durand, Arkansas hosting Arcadia. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRGN with the Advent Health Panther preview at about 7, tip-off at 7:15. Other games in the Dunn St. Croix, Elk Mound at Black River Falls, and Colfax hosting Bloomer. Middle Border Conference basketball tonight, Prescott at Altoona. Amory hosting Osceola. Ellsworth at Baldwin Woodville. Somerset is hosting St. Croix Central. Girls basketball tonight in the Dunn St. Croix. Spring Valley is at Cumberland and Mondovi hosting Cadott. Middle Border Conference hoops tonight in New Richmond at Somerset. Ellsworth is hosting Bloomer. Again, tonight we'll have coverage of the Durand, Arkansas Arcadia boys basketball game. Coverage beginning at 7 here on WRDN.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
John Blackwell poured in 21 points and Stephen Crowell added 18 and 10 rebounds to lift the Badgers to a 75-63 win over Rutgers in Big Ten action in New Jersey last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers led wire to wire and held off a late Rutgers rally to pull out the victory.
We know we're always in for a battle when we come here. Life on the road in the Big Ten is very difficult. So when you can get road wins and lead wire to wire like we did, I felt it was a really good team win and obviously a lot of contributions from across the board.
Greg Gard's Badgers 2-2 in the Big Ten. They're 12-3 overall. Marquette moved up to 7th in the AP Top 25 and 6th in the coaches poll this week. Golden Eagles return to action tonight. They'll play host to Georgetown at Fiserv. The Bucks got 25 points from Damian Lillard and a triple-double from Giannis Antetokounmpo in a 128-104 victory over the Toronto Raptors in Canada last night. Packers will be without wide receiver Christian Watson for the remainder of the season and most of next after he suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's loss to the Bears. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Just his presence on the field alone, he's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him. I hurt for him, obviously hurt for our team, but I just more for him, just because I know how much he's put into this thing.
Packers have the day off today. The Bears continuing their search for a new head coach. They now plan to interview Mike McCarthy, Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, and Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. Jacksonville moving on from their head coach, firing Doug Peterson after a 4-13 season. The Dodgers traded infielder Gavin Lux to the Reds for a high draft pick and an outfield prospect. The 27-year-old Wisconsin native won two World Series titles with LA and hit .251 with 10 homers and 50 RBI last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Forecast for today, decreasing clouds. Will have highs low 20s, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows near 6. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 17. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Currently across the region, we do have a few clouds. Wabasha, Nelson, and Pepin at 8. Ogallie and Lake City at 7. Plum City and Mondovi, 6. Here at WRDN, we have a few of those clouds. 6 Above with Chris Young, and I'm coming over. Good morning, it's 7:23.
We say goodbye, see you around. We
turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming.
Come on! station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet we're about to add on. Smiling out there watching them. Big old yellow bug is about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down. To the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching uptown, putting roots down out here on the outskirts.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Sam Hunt and Outskirts, 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Happy Tuesday. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or you can visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and send us a message that way. Also, this morning, we have a great idea coming from Madison, believe it or not, that we should do here in Durand. And we'll tell you about that here coming up this morning. Also, later on tonight, we will have high school basketball for you as well, as Durand, Arkansas, taking on Arcadia, and we will have that game for you here coming up this morning, or later on this evening at about 7 o'clock with the Advent Health Panther preview, and tip off at about 7:15 or so. We'll also have it on our streaming audio and streaming video services as well at our website at realcountry1430.com. Thank you to Prime Realty of Durand and Adams Super Service of Durand, our streaming audio sponsors, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board as well, our streaming video sponsors. Those of you in Wabasha County, traffic update for you as the railroad crossing at County Road 30 and 61 is closed.
Okay. The railroad crossing again at County Road 30 and 61 is closed. This from the Wabasha Police Department. You cannot get to Highway 61 by way of County Road 30 until the tracks are repaired. So over in Wabasha, the railroad crossing at County Road 30 and Highway 61 closed at this hour. You cannot get to Highway 61 by way of County Road 30 until those tracks are repaired. Well, the dry weather does continue, and we will have more details with our weather forecast here coming up.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Break the winter blues during the second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event, January 18th in O'Galley. Prizes in six different fish categories or catch old gal and win $20,000. The winter event includes kids drawings, door prizes, raffles, and more. Diamond sponsors include the O'Galley Sportsman's Club, Sundstrom & Company, Maxville Truck & Repair, Ron and Paul Sins, and Tim and Sue Anderson. The second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and winter event, January 18th in O'Galley.
Forecast for today, we'll have a decrease in clouds throughout the day. Highs low 20s, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows near 6. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 17. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Do have some areas of clouds across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, and Pepin at 8. O'Galley and Lake City, 7. Plum City and Mondovi at 6. Here at WRDN, we still have a few clouds. 6 above with Luke Bryan, and that's my kind of night. It's 7:37.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. That likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Is this kind of night? We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. The Flint River, catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's
That's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
What is the world coming to when lovers can't believe? They got love coming true, and then they up and leave. They say they will when they won't. They say I do, then they don't. That ain't the way it's gotta be. But you and me, imagine that love lasts forever. Imagine that. Change the world, I couldn't if I tried. As long as I got you with me, girl, I'll be satisfied. Let's do what we can, mean what we say. I will just take it day by day. Cause I wanna prove to everyone that it can be done. Imagine that. Love lasts forever. Imagine that.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to ride a car. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?"
bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that still doing dumb? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you. Whenever I want to.
must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know that I really like this girl down in Jefferson City, and turns out she's a lot like you. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from, still the only damn son. The bus is leaving, so I gotta roll. Just thought you should know, thought you should know, thought you should know.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Morgan Whalen and Thought You Should Know, 7:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. If you missed our interview yesterday with Ted Weinzierl with the Lake O'Galley Association on their upcoming ice fishing tournament and winter event, you can check that out on our podcast. Just go to our website at realcountry1430.com. Click on the podcast tab. You can find that interview there. Our podcast brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Here's something we need to do here in Durand or Mondovi, Pepin County, Buffalo County, whatever. This is coming from Madison. Five snowplows in Madison need names. The Madison Park and Streets Division is accepting submissions for names for the snowplows until January 24th. The selected finalists then will be voted on by the public starting February 3rd. The department says silly and punny names with references to pop culture are preferred. Okay. Apparently, you just visit the City of Madison website for more information. That we should do that here. If anything, you know, we could do it here in the city of Durand. We have a few different snow plows. Not a lot of them, but we do have a few. But or Pepin County. You know, for the highway department. Each plow gets its own unique name. But then they got to put the name on the side of the truck so we know, you know, what plow is out. I'm just saying.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelda can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelda?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelda. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. IDEA to 200-300.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Up means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade. Lines didn't seem to work. Guess my pickup truck must have got to her. Windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there
Abilene, Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene.